great earrings.
Man, fishing in Alaska. I wish I was going.
Yeah, me too. Then I could have your room.
Okay, kids, come on. Let's load up the car.
Carl, I'm worried about those tiny prop planes. One big gust of wind and you kissing a glacier.
Risk and adventure is the whole point of a trip like this.
Still, I wouldn't go all by myself.
Well, I'm off. With all the oil they're dumping, I hope the fish are still jumping.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene. We'll smother the blues with tenderness. There's room for you, room for me, for gentle hearts and opportunity. It's the bigger love of the family.
I think you'll like this neighborhood. Friendly, family kind of folks.
No wild parties?
Nope.
Darn, and I just unpacked everything.
Harriet, there's a car in the driveway in the old Hanson place. I guess some sucker finally bought that old shack. Oh, hi.
Carl, this is Loretta McKay.
I'm the sucker who bought the shack.
Oh. Well, I was just kidding. It's a fine place. Just slap a roof and a floor on that baby and bingo, you got a house.
Carl usually puts his best foot forward instead of in his mouth. Well, sit down, Loretta.
So, Loretta, if there's ever anything I can do to help...
Actually, there is.
Oh?
Well, Carl, our hot water heater isn't working.
Oh, does it have a resume I could ask around? What can I say? I'm blessed with wit. Come on, Loretta, let's have a look.
Oh, great.
And I'll go and make dinner. Welcome to the neighborhood, Loretta.
Thanks for the coffee, Harriet. And you know, you have a lovely home. Want to trade?
For that old shack?
You know, I really appreciate this, Carl.
Hey, my pleasure.
Harriet told me how wonderful you are, but, she didn't mention that you're incredibly handsome, too.
Hi, you ordered a root beer?
Peter Pocket?
Steve, I'm working.
I know, and the sight is sheer poetry. When you sling hash, the angels sing.
What do you want, Steve?
Oh, I have a present for you.
The star registry?
Yeah, I've arranged to have a star named after you. Celestial object number D42750-B-6218 shall now and forevermore be called Laura. Well, it's only natural that a heavenly body be named after a heavenly body.
Thanks, Steve. I have to admit, I'm actually touched.
Really, my little supernova? Enough to engage in a little lip wrestling? Pin me, baby.
I'd rather kiss a flagpole on a winter day.
Can you believe him?
I think he's sweet.
Excuse me?
And cute.
Excuse me?
You're so lucky. I wish Steve Urkel liked me.
Don't go away. I'll be right back. Steve, we need to talk. Let's sit down.
What's on your mind, my cute little comic?
Steve, how long have we known each other?
9 years, 3 months, 2 weeks, 4 days, 6 hours, 8 minutes, and 14 seconds. 15 seconds. 16 seconds.
The point is, the whole time we've known each other, you've been pestering me, hoping that I fall in love with you.
Oh, it's my most cherished dream.
Well, wake up. It's not gonna happen.
Well, there's always hope, Laura. What if we're stranded on a desert island together?
I'm a strong swimmer.
Well, what if I was the last man on Earth and you were the last woman?
Mankind would end with us.
So what are you trying to say?
I'm saying that I will never, never, ever, ever fall in love with you.
Why, that concept's hard to grasp.
Okay, then try this. There's a girl over there who thinks you're sweet and cute.
Whoa, now that concept's even harder to grasp.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Susie, Steve Urkel. Steve, Susie Crenshaw. Well, I'm just the third wheel here, so I'll just be...
Hi.
Hi.
Laura, is Steve actually sitting with another girl?
Yeah, that's Susie. She actually likes Steve.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I got them together hoping they hit it off.
Oh, and then maybe he stopped bugging you.
Yeah, that's the plan, but I don't really expect it to work.
Hey, did you know an elephant can be pregnant up to 2 years?
Did you know that ancient Egyptians shaved their eyebrows to mourn the death of their cats?
Gee, I wonder what they shave when a relative dies.
So me and my partner, we burst through the front door, and there we are standing face to face with the United States Senator and his mistress.
Oh, woo! Did you recognize him right away?
Not till they took off the Zorro suit.
Oh, Carl, you tell the most wonderful stories.
Well, hey, I've lived quite a life. You want to come in and say hi to Harriet?
No, I've monopolized too much of your time already, but thanks for looking at my water heater.
Hey, my pleasure. I'm just sorry I couldn't fix it. Oh, and I'm really sorry about that little explosion.
Oh, don't worry. That wall needed to be knocked out anyway.
Well, see you later, Loretta.
I hope it's not too much later.
Carl.
For what?
Do you know what time it is?
7:38.
It's 9:06.
Oh, well, you know the old saying, time flies when you're having to fix a water heater.
Do you realize you missed dinner?
Well, yeah, but...
I made flank steak, mashed potatoes, and buttered beans.
Oh, honey, good. I'm starved.
I ate it all.
Oh. Well, I'll have a Pop-Tart.
Why didn't you call?
Well, Harriet, she just moved in. She doesn't have a phone hooked up yet.
You could have walked over.
All the way back? I should have done that.
You do realize what's happening here, don't you?
Loretta McKay isn't after me. She just thinks of me as a tip-top A number one fix-it guy.
Yeah, right. I'm telling you, it's not her water heater she's looking to get fixed.
Well, where you going?
To finish off the Pop-Tarts.
You're 15 minutes late for work.
Yeah, I had to cover your tables.
Sorry, I was shopping with my Sue's.
Your Sue's? I only introduced you guys a week ago and already she's your Sue's?
Laura, I'm busy, okay? All right, my little crepe Suzette, it's time for your daily present.
Steve, a locket? It's beautiful.
Only when you wear it.
Oh, Marky.
Oh, please.
Laura? You okay, honey?
I'm fine.
Oh, good, because for a moment over there, it looked like you were a little jealous. But that's silly, right?
Right.
Well, what time is it?
1 minute later than the last time you asked me.
Well, Carl has been over at Loretta's for an hour and a half now. How long can it take to fix a leaky faucet?
Well, Carl's doing it, so it might take 2 to 3 months. You're upset with him, aren't you?
Little.
I can tell. For the past week, you've been eating up all his favorite foods.
Mother Winslow, I'm worried about Loretta McKay.
I don't blame you. That floozy's trying to steal your husband.
You think so, too?
I've seen her kind before. She's a man burglar.
Well, what should I do? Lock up Carl or knock Loretta upside the head?
No, you do something else. Something much harder.
What's that?
Honey, you trust your husband.
Hello, Steve. Sorry to get you out of the shower. Could you come over tomorrow morning, maybe? There's something I need to talk to you about. It's no big deal, really, but I feel better if I get it off my...
Hi, Laura. I would have been here sooner, but my mom made me put on a towel. So what did you want to talk to me about?
You and the Sue's.
Is it possible that the green-eyed monster of jealousy is rearing its ugly head?
Actually, it was. For a second. This afternoon, when you were calling Susie those pet names and giving her gifts.
Your heart ached, and you were willing to do anything, even commit murder to win me back.
Steve, I'm talking.
Oh, sorry.
Pay attention, because this is hard to explain. Steve... Ever since we've met, you've been like a whining, buzzing mosquito. I keep swatting at you, but you just refuse to be squashed.
That's me, the unsquashable Urkel.
But then you start buzzing around Susie. And for a second, I actually almost missed your obnoxious grating presence. But then I came to my senses, and the reason I asked you over here is to tell you that I'm happy for you and Susie. In fact, you guys are the perfect couple.
Oh, well, actually, we're an ex-couple.
Say what?
Well, a week ago, Susie was a shy, fragile flower afraid to open. But I applied a generous sprinkling of Urkel Miracle-Gro, and lo and behold, she blossomed. And I'm proud to say that an hour ago, I introduced Susie to the captain of the chess club.
What? You went through all that trouble bringing her out of her shell just to lose her to Doyle Easterwood?
That was my intention all along. However, my masterful plan seems to have had a serendipitous side effect. You missed me.
For a second.
Oh, that's long enough to give me hope. I love you, Laura.
Go home, Steve.
Ah, yes. Music to my ears. Oh, how about a movie this Friday?
Drop Dead.
Oh, talk to me, baby. Let's seal this moment with a kiss.
I'd rather throw up.
Ah, yes, bang, zap. I'm on fire. Fortunately, I have a cold shower waiting.
Well, here we are. Thank you for walking me home again.
Thank you for looking at my leaky faucet.
Hey, my pleasure. I'm just sorry I couldn't fix it. And I'm really sorry about that little flood.
Hey, I always wanted a jacuzzi. Oh, I brought this all the way over here and almost forgot to give it to you.
Oh. What's this?
Just a little thank you for all the things you tried to fix.
Musical underwear?
Yeah. They play Only You by the Platters. Oh, I hope you don't already have them.
Oh, no, no. This is my very first pair of singing underpants. You know, Loretta, this is an awfully personal gift.
Are you embarrassed?
Well, a little.
Would you like to come over to my place and try them on?
Say what?
You know, model them for me. Am I making you nervous?
Oh, no, no. A little.
Carl, don't you think I'm attractive?
Oh, I think you're very attractive. Very, very attractive. Mm. Stay there.
Carl, what's the matter?
Well, Loretta, I'm a married man.
Yeah.
Doesn't that bother you?
Well, I just thought maybe we could have a little fun.
Now, Loretta,
you know?
Stop that. Look, I can't cheat on my wife. I'm sorry. You're just gonna have to find yourself another handyman.
Too bad. Your loss.
Hi, honey.
Carl. So, did you fix whatever Loretta wanted?
Sweetheart, you were right. That woman made a pass at me.
And?
Hey, I shut her down cold.
Oh, really?
Yeah, go ahead. Dust her body for fingerprints. You won't find mine.
I'm glad.
Oh, sweetheart. Look, I'm sorry I made you worry. I mean, you tried to warn me about Loretta, but I didn't listen to you. I guess I underestimated my irresistible charm. My killer good looks. My awesome animal magnetism. Okay, let's face it, the woman would have jumped a scarecrow. Harriet? Honey, what's the matter? Harriet.
Well, I guess I'm just relieved. Loretta's an attractive woman. And I was scared. Well, that you'd give in to temptation. And that I'd have to kill you.
sweetheart, listen to me. You are the only woman that I'll ever want, now and forever.
Oh, Carl.
Only
was that music coming from your pants?
Let's go upstairs. I'll explain it to you.